From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. That's the song Mine by pop country star Taylor Swift, the first single from her album released this week called Speak Now. It's one of the fall's most anticipated pop records, and she is one of the industry's biggest moneymakers. It's been just over a year since hip-hop star Kanye West mortified Swift and embarrassed himself on the MTV Video Music Awards. While the incident helped send Swift's career into the stratosphere, it sent West largely underground. He's only recently reemerged with a new album himself, out next month. We thought we'd take a few minutes to look at the careers of both stars over the past year and the musical choices they're now making. Christopher John Farley is senior editor at the Wall Street Journal and runs the journal's Speakeasy Culture blog. He's covered both artists, and he joins us now. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First, let's go to Taylor Swift. Tell us about the appeal and the scale of her success this year and what's anticipated with this new album called Speak Now.
Well, she's already doing very well music-wise. I mean, she had the best-selling album of 2009. Her last album, 1 million copies initially shipped to stores. With this new album, Speak Now, they've shipped 2 million copies to stores. Her career is really doing better than it ever has. It's all right, just wait and see. Your string of lights is still bright to me. Oh, who you are is not where you've been. You're still an innocent.
So was that incident at the MTV Video Music Awards, was that really much like a slingshot for her, that it bought her quite a bit of fame and a bigger audience, people who perhaps hadn't heard of her before?
I went down to Nashville recently and I talked to her about that, and she didn't want to comment on whether or not she thought the Kanye West incident actually helped her out, but her record label head, he did say to me, and he's the guy who's watching the numbers, he thought it did end up being a positive in her career in terms of name recognition.
Now, because of this incident where Kanye West basically bum-rushed the stage and took the microphone from her, these two careers are sort of co-joined from this point out. I want to ask you about Kanye West. The moment seemed to have hurt him at first, but at this point, is it fair to say that both of them are now using this encounter to their advantage, or at least trying to?
Well, you know, Kanye West and Taylor Swift actually have a lot in common. These are two artists that really try to strip mine their own biographies for their music. I mean, Taylor Swift talks a lot about her ex-boyfriends. It's become sort of a guessing game around the web about who she's talking about. And certainly Kanye's new record seems to be pointing in that direction. And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. This new video that he did for his song Runaway, this short film, one of these central metaphors is really that of a phoenix, you know, a creature that is reborn through fire. And he sees himself sort of the same way, where he's had these incidents in his career that could have burned down his career, and he's come back from them.
Now, we hear a lot about depressed music sales and a crisis in the music industry. Does the way in which both these artists are creating a conversation beyond their music say something particular about the pop business today?
Well, it shows you have to be an artist that's not just a music artist. You've got to be on multiple platforms. Both Taylor Swift and Kanye West are people who are experts at using online media, social media, Twitter to reach their fans. The people who have made sure that people have heard singles off their album on the web first before their albums are actually released. But it only works with an artist that's putting out good material, because in the end, the music has to speak for itself. Certainly, the controversy can get people to listen to it, get people to talk about it, but if you want to have a career over time, the songs have to be worthwhile. And for both these artists, critics generally agree, the songs do work.
Christopher John Farley is a senior editor at the Wall Street Journal. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.